News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. How about them Brewers? Pulled off a win today over the Cubs in the series finale. Mike Fiers on fire on the mound. Final score 6-2. President Obama speaking out about the police shooting death of an unarmed black teenager in Ferguson, Missouri, and the conflict that has engulfed the community ever since then. Fox News correspondent William Lejeune has more details.
He said he is disturbed by the images of police tear-gassing protesters. And while there is no excuse for looting, police should respect the rights of people to protest.
There is never an excuse for violence against police or for those who would use this tragedy as a cover for vandalism or looting. There's also no excuse for police to use excessive force against peaceful protests or to throw protesters in jail for lawfully exercising their First Amendment rights. And here in the United States of America, police should not be bullying or arresting journalists who are just trying to do their jobs.
Obama is referring to the arrest last night of a dozen demonstrators, including a St. Louis City councilman and two reporters, one from the Washington Post, who were inside a McDonald's trying to file their stories.
He's described as one of Milwaukee County's worst deadbeat dads. Raul Cardona pulled off of an exclusive golf course near Los Angeles to go to jail. Now he's awaiting extradition back to Milwaukee to answer charges that he never paid over $250,000 in past due child support and penalties. County Executive Chris Abell and District Attorney John Chisholm announced the arrest today. Abell said it's the result of more funding to locate deadbeat parents, plus a partnership between the DA's office, the executive's office, and Milwaukee County Child Support Agency. Cardona allegedly stopped paying for the support of a minor child since 1996. He was supposed to pay $563 a month. 2 years later, officials discovered that he only paid $424 total. Both past due support and fee penalties accumulated since then to around $250,000. Wisconsin has nowhere near drought conditions it had the last two summers, but things are starting to get dry in some places. U.S. Drought Monitor said today that just over 11% of the state's land is abnormally dry. Wisconsin small engine maker Briggs & Stratton is buying a Nebraska firm that makes industrial heaters, towable light towers, and solar aero boards. The Milwaukee-based Briggs said today it's agreed to spend $62 million. They will acquire Elman Brothers Incorporated. Briggs CEO Todd Teske said it would help his company expand its more profitable commercial line of products. Elman Brothers is based in Holdridge, Nebraska. It generates sales of about $80 million each year. That sale should be final next month. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Mike Brundling tonight. Clear, turning partly cloudy and a low of 52. Wind will be light out of the west. Friday, partly cloudy, warmer and humid. Slight chance of a shower or storm with a high of 78. Friday night, partly cloudy and a 30% chance of showers or storms. Low 62. Partly sunny and humid Saturday. Look for a 50% chance of a shower or storm. High 81. Sunday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid. High 77. Looking ahead to Monday, partly cloudy with a chance of storms. High 79. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.